We have to stop. And when I was putting this together, people said to me, well, that's never going to happen. And I said, oh, really? Because just this year, Target announced that they were going to stop gendering their toy aisles. They were going to mix it up. Now, before we, you know, break our shoulders, patting Target on the back, just this week, they released a shirt in which one of the most iconic scenes in Star Wars, A New Hope, where Princess Leia stands up to the Dark Lord of the Sith, was released on a t-shirt in which she's mysteriously replaced by Luke. So let's don't pat ourselves on the back too much. Just this week also, Disney announced it was no longer going to gender its Halloween costumes, which I say, thank you, Disney, except the only costumes you make are of male superheroes, so does it matter who you have wearing them? Just this week, Mattel, who makes Barbie, announced they're going to release a line of DC superhero girls. And the funny thing is, they met with girls and asked them what they wanted to see in dolls. And you can see, they have calves and elbows that bend so they can do superhero stuff.